Go on to 14.
Yeah, let's go on to 14.
Item 14 is a recommended case closure. So this is the Chevron station in up in Gilroy. And while it's a case that has not met water quality objectives outright, it's about as close as you can get. I think the sole outlier is benzene in two wells. Well, actually, just one outlier, because there's a concentration of two in one well, which is one microgram per liter over the limit, and the other one is one microgram per liter, which is at the limit. And the staff report points out that the plume has been drastically shrunk. You, on the bottom of the page, you can see the concentrations that they had with the initial analyses, which were sky high. They did a lot of remediation work with this site, and there are figures here in terms of the estimated mass that was removed from groundwater. And so they've shrunk it back to the only remaining contamination is on site, and the closure recommendation as a low risk case, and I think it's pretty clear it qualifies as a low risk case closure, but it still requires notification if there is any subsequent use of the property that might disturb the remaining any remaining residual underneath the developed site. So we recommend, or I should say, we will proceed with closing unless you direct me to do otherwise.
Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, my concern is that this ongoing requirement that if there's some disturbance of the reuse of the property that we get notified.
Mm-hmm.
Does that, how does a subsequent buyer know about that? Because that's always a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequent buyers often don't know that there are certain restrictions.
Yeah. Oh, here's Chris Adair to help out with that.
Chris Adair, board staff. What we're doing is uploading the final closure letter, which has the language that's in the recommended closure, up to GeoTracker in hopes that a phase one on the property would bring that out. We had a case just several weeks ago, a month ago, here in San Luis Obispo County, where that's exactly what happened. County staff picked up on it. They did a CEQA document. We commented on the CEQA document, and things went as we had hoped and expected them to. And so we've put these safeguards in place the best we can and are hopeful that people are be paying attention. Dr. Liu.
Yeah, Wei Liu, Region Board, UST Storage Tank Unit. The county is considering to put a deed restriction for the site. So,
good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Now,
is that going to happen, or is it? Is it?
Is following our case closure from region board, and then county is going to close their case, but put a deed restriction before they close the case.
So they will put a deed restriction.
Yeah, they considering. They already notified the responsible party, and they agreed.
So they've notified the responsible party that they are intending to put the deed restriction on.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good. Thank you. Any other questions?
And Mr. Young, I'll reiterate too that deed restrictions as well go up on the GeoTracker database, and so those are available to the public. It shows up in red, and we're really endeavoring to make those things known.
So, Mr. Adair, there's going to be a residual amount of contamination left at this site. Will attenuation deal with this residual through time?
Yes, over time. That's our expectation.
And how long would you estimate it'll take? I mean, are we looking at 5 years, 10 years, or is it shorter than that?
Before it comes down below water quality objectives, at that, benzene attenuates relatively rapidly, and it stays in place. It doesn't move like MTBE. And so I would suspect, 15, 20 years, but not five.
Right. And what's the separation to groundwater?
It's like 20 feet. 20 feet below the residue soil contamination.
20 feet?
Yeah. Okay. And they did several years monitoring, and there was no apparent impact to groundwater from the residue contamination.
Good.
And they also monitored or sampled the closest supply wells, and there was no any contamination found. And so they just before they recommend the case closure from a county, because this is a county lead case, and so before they recommend the case closure, they asked the responsible party to do a firm, pretty extensive soil confirmation sampling. And so after the soil confirmation sampling, they recommended the case closure, and we concurred with them.
Okay, good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other board questions for this item? Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.